She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch. I'll bring him a little coffee. How do you like this?
Cut that bitch out.
A woman.
I'm serious, honey. Your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
Stuff my fucking asshole. That's it. Stuff the fucking shit box.
Whore.
She's not a Christian. Ah!
Beyond.
Where did I park my car? Oh no.
Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
I only thank the benevolent God for being wiser than me. Because if the sun existed now, I swear, I'd bash his brains against the goddamn radiator!
That was beautiful, Precious.
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you!
That's my
When we are so weak for a penis, that we'll do any and everything to get a penis in the mouth, in the rectum, in the vagina.
Bitch should just feel lucky she's getting hit on at all.
Those people are smoking and I need my inhaler!
I'm just a fucking woman. I have fucking three pussies on me. My mouth, my cunt, and my ass.
Is this what you want to see, you dirty motherfucker?
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, October 18th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, semen drinks, plus frozen offspring, and a testicle festival. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. I've got a great program for you. One thing that I did not know about terrorists. I only know a few things about terrorists. One, they wear funny outfits. Two, they like to blow themselves up. And three, I'm pretty sure they wipe their asses with their hands. I don't think they have toilet paper. One thing I did not know about terrorists... Oh, my voice sounds much better. I adjusted my microphone there. One thing I did not know about terrorists is that they have very pretty singing voices. Take a listen to this wacky bunch of bombers. Settle in, because this goes on for about 5 minutes. What the fuck is he saying? It's like the Muslim version of Cowboy Stardust. These are the people we've been fighting for the last 8 years or 10 years or whatever. Oh, so annoying. I just like hearing the guy scream. All right, you get the idea there. So, a little lyrical terrorism for your Wednesday. Moving on, I've got some drool porn for you. This is not cock gagging, so I don't want you to be under the wrong impression here. There's a big difference between gagging and drooling. This is really a fetish for the stringy, mucousy saliva that whores produce in their mouths.
Oh my God.
Now, there's a couple of girls here that have been drooling into a plate, and they are spilling it onto this man's cock.
Oh my God, look at that fucking drool.
Oh shit, look how the girls have to pretend they're into it. Oh my God, look at all that fucking drool.
Oh my God, look at that fucking drool.
They don't care. It's just a paycheck to these ladies.
Look at all this drool everywhere.
Yes, drool everywhere. Oh, she's slurping it up. Oh, she fart? No, that was drool.
Oh, yeah.
I think she actually does start cock gagging in a bit.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Very juicy sounds. Yeah, she's kind of gagging her a little bit. You get the idea there. Wet and wild. I will tell you this. One thing that I learned about cock gagging from my many years of playing cock gagging audio clips. Now, you can just put your mouth on a dick and gag on it. But that is not A-grade cock gagging, in my opinion. You really need to introduce a lot, great quantities of spit to really give it a more full sound, I guess. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I really do feel the wetter and sloppier the blowjob, the better the cock gagging. And that's one to grow on. Otherwise, you just have dry heaves, and that's not sexy. Alright, final clip I wanted to share with you today is a woman sitting on a man's face, farting and having him squirm.
Smell it.
She wants him to lick it and smell it. Smell it.
Oops. Oh, yes. Smell it.
I love when you can only hear the man struggling for air.
Smell it.
Fresh air. Crazy bitch. Laughing maniacally.
Wait.
Another fart there. Lady, come on, man.
You're spilling. This is high-protein diet.
What did she say?
This is high-protein diet.
Okay. He's really struggling there. Here comes my favorite fart of the video. Sounds like something popped. At the end there. I think a turd may have slipped out. Uncorked her ass. I could do without all of her laughing. Like, we get, like, the first time you fart on his face, you know, it's hilarious, but come on. This is what he wants. It's supposed to be sexy.
More?
No.
More farts?
No.
Oh. Ah, we have fun farting on your face. All right, he's begging for you to stop now. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes! If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. Yesterday was an extended program. We did about 14 minutes of bonus content. This past weekend, we did a bonus episode. Corey was back with Butt Fudge Sunday. Sign up right now. You can grab all that stuff. Plus, you'll get full access to the entire archive of programs. SuperFreakSideShow.com. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's a fucking bargain. Three quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, here is a recipe for a perfect Distorted View news story. Any headline that involves the word semen and or ejaculation. Yes, an office worker has been charged with twice ejaculating into a female colleague's bottle of water, which she later drank! I love that the news story wrote that in all caps. Like, I can't believe she drank it! Michael Kevin Liliana, or Liana, faces two counts of releasing an offensive material in a public place and assault for sexual gratification. Where the hell did this go down? I think England. I'm not sure. I don't really bother with facts or, you know, do any research. Michael Kevin Liana faces two counts of releasing an offensive material in a public place and assault for sexual gratification. The first alleged offense is said to have happened in January at the offices of the Northwestern Mutual Mortgage Company in Newport Beach, California. Okay, well, California then. I don't know why I assumed it was United Kingdom. Liana, 31, is accused of entering the victim's office and masturbating into a bottle on her desk, which she later drank, unaware that it had been contaminated. Didn't you see the little spermies swimming around there? Big globule of spunk floating. Police say she felt sickened and irritated and threw the water away. Wow, that must have been some powerful spunk, man. Liana is alleged to have repeated the offense in April at the company's Orange branch, which they both recently had been transferred to. Oh, fate. But this time, the victim, aged in her 20s, sent the bottle off to a private lab to be tested after drinking it. Smart girl. The results show that the water had been contaminated with semen. Liana's DNA is linked to the crime, and he was arrested outside his home in Fullerton by police from the Orange Police Department. If found guilty, he could be jailed for 3 years. The defendant has been released on a $500 bond and is due in court on September 14th. So there you go. It's a good thing she didn't swallow the evidence. Second story we have for you today. I feel bad for the Serbian Tourism Board. They just can't seem to get anything right. Tourism chiefs in Serbia are hoping their annual testicle cooking competition will do for the region what whiskey did for Scotland. Uh-huh. The Testicle Cooking World Championship, or TCWC, in Osram takes place for the seventh time this year and is open to cooks from all around the world. Dishes said to have aphrodisiac qualities are made from the testicles of animals, including bull, wild boar, horse, shark. Sharks have balls? News to me. Ostrich, kangaroo. By the way, I went with a friend yesterday to look at a house rental they were thinking about renting. And the landlord who was showing us around made mention of the fact that the next door neighbor had a kangaroo. Who has a kangaroo? Where do you secure a kangaroo? I want one. Donkey balls, turkey balls, goat balls, reindeer balls, and elk balls. All sorts of balls. Organizers admit they rarely get chefs from abroad, but they are hoping the festival from abroad... What? I just read the wrong line. Hold on, I'm sorry. Organizers admit they rarely get chefs from abroad, but they are hoping the festival will start to attract international visitors to sample food. Okay. Food in quotation marks. The importance of a recognizable brand to sell a region cannot be underestimated. So you want Serbia to be synonymous with balls. Good idea. Look at how many people go to Scotland because of the whiskey, or how many people know Switzerland because of their cheeses and chocolates, said festival organizer Ivo Mokovic. We are now hoping that the many famous and varied dishes that we have created in the region will become world famous. If you're interested, the cooking contest will start on August 27th. So there you go. And finally today, I think this one comes from New Zealand. Who the fuck knows anymore? I don't care. A man accused of torturing and killing his daughter has admitted he kept the 21-year-old bullet-riddled body in the freezer of his mobile home for 2 years, but claimed he wasn't responsible for her death. I gotta be honest with you, sir. Things aren't looking so good for you. You stuffed your daughter in a fucking freezer. That's incriminating. Clarence Butterfield, 57, that's a great last name, said he found his daughter Rebecca, spelled R-E-B-E-K-A-H. Is that a common? I don't think so. He found his daughter Rebecca dead when he returned home from running errands on December 26th, Merry Christmas, and put her in the freezer because he thought no one would believe his innocence. It was kind of stressful to walk in and see your daughter dead. Really, kind of? It's kind of stressful. Gotta be honest with you, I felt a little uneasy when I saw my princess full of bullet holes, dead, bleeding on the floor. Alright, yes, it was kind of stressful to walk in and see your daughter's dead, he said. I didn't know what to do. Butterfield also said he hoped she would be resurrected. What? Cuckoo. Alright, let me read this line again. Butterfield also said he hoped she would be resurrected and planned to hold on to her body for at least 7 years. Whew, cryogenics is still a ways away, Mr. Butterfield. Butterfield is charged with murder and assault with a firearm and could face life in prison without a chance of parole if convicted. Prosecutors contend he shot his daughter 7 times with a small caliber gun in the leg, foot, knee, the side of her head, and elsewhere to torture her. Then he hog-tied her and stuffed her into the recreational vehicle's freezer, where she suffocated. The body was found by workmen after his mobile home was towed. It's been a bad month for Mr. Butterfield. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, I completely forgot to mention my run-in with a freak. You guys are really coming out of the woodworks recently. Last month, I met a guy at Best Buy randomly. I was just looking at some consumer electronics, nerding out, and someone found me. And then yesterday, I went to the movie tavern here in Columbus to watch Ghostbusters. Every week, they do like an old movie, which was a lot of fun. But as I was getting out, my friend, we were concerned because it's always really super busy on retro movie night, especially when a very popular old movie like Ghostbusters, which has like a cult following, is playing. So he went to go park his car and he dropped me off to go get tickets. And some guy dressed in full Ghostbuster outfit came up to me and asked me if I was media darling Tim Henson. And I, of course, said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Leave me alone. No autographs, please. But it was Rich Lather. DV Lizard, he calls in all the time. And he was dressed up. They were doing some charity, I can't remember, for cystic fibrosis, I think. And they were doing like raffles and stuff like that. It was really fun. And I wish I could have talked to him a little bit longer, but he was with a group of other Ghostbusters entertaining everyone outside. So that was really cool. What was really cool is he had like a full-on proton pack and a trap, you know, like all the Ghostbusters shit. And I, as a kid, I loved Ghostbusters. Like, I had the toys and everything, so that was really cool. So, yes, Rich Lather, that was very cool to meet you. I'm sure we'll hear from him on the voicemail section in the coming days.
Timothy Dent Henson, how the hell are you, sir? This is Zach from Florida, a.k.a. the good doctor. I don't fucking care. Find me a better nickname if you don't like it. Fuck you. That's not why I called.
Right?
I called because last night I had called in with a great day. I had a great night. We took over the fucking world, my friends and I. And tonight, karma decided to pay me back in full, and I had a pretty shitty time. Tonight was complete and total shit, and recently life has been complete and total shit.
Oh, no.
Unlike some, I didn't call to bitch and be an asshole or a cunt. No, instead I called to tell you that I've been proud and loyal to my sideshow, and no matter what current life has been throwing at me, I've remained true to my Timothy and my Corey and my
Freaks
and my sideshow by paying my $5 a month with this wonderful program.
All right, enough ass kissing. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim.
Yes?
You and me are going on a road trip. You know where we're going?
Hell.
We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas.
All right, thank you.
I have a bizarre sex move you might be interested in.
Sex term.
It's called the Diablo Sex Helicopter 69. It's
okay.
Quite interesting move in which the gentleman pours some oil on his penis and lights it on fire Then he sticks it in his significant other's ass and starts spinning around like a propeller. That's the helicopter part.
Right, I got that.
Then once he blows his load to put out the flames, they throw it into a 69 and the bitch douses the flame with their cool wet saliva. So, yeah. And are you really gay?
No, come on.
Hey, Timmy James.
Come on, do I sound gay? Do you really think I'm a homosexual?
Hey, Timmy James, what's going on? I'm just checking to see whatever happened to that Tonetta video that Joe was supposed to...
Well, listen, Joey is sick right now. He had to go to the emergency room the other day. I can't remember. I thought they thought he had strep throat, but he has to have his tonsils removed now, and so... he's on all sorts of antibiotics, and he's been sleeping. So we're going to get to that Tonetta video as soon as they rip his fucking tonsils out.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. What are you talking about? You're not a fag.
What?
Yeah, right. And then you watch the whole Gag the Fag movie, and it's entire...
Research. It was research, Tone Deaf Sean. Shut up.
Hey, Timmy.
You don't
know
me.
I need you and your freaks to help me out, and there's something in it for you if you do.
What?
My brother, a fellow freak, recently had a surgery on his butt that did not go well. They screwed him up pretty bad, and now he needs expensive butt repairs. He has no money, so I started FixMyBrothersButt.com to help get him his surgery. And if you play this message and send people to this site, I will buy a Sideshow membership.
All right.
There's a bunch of fun stuff on the site, like surgery reenactment videos and questionable prizes, so come on down and check it out. FixMyBrothersButt.com.
FixMyBrothersButt.com. Everyone go out there to that website and read about his tragic story.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Dyke Freak from California. I just wanted to let you know...
You're a dyke freak? Is that what you said?
I just had my first sex dream about a guy that didn't involve me pushing them away. And...
was it me?
It was you.
Nice.
And for some reason...
I cried afterwards.
You had the vagina, and you were
what?
Doing your show. So, just want to let you know that...
Wait, I had a pussy in your dream?
Timmy, it's Jay, the blind guy from Colorado. Listen, unlike normal humans, us blind people can pick up just awesome nuances of audio. And at the 11-minute and 54-second mark of your August 12th show, where the guy's peeping at a bottle of tequila... You could tell when he's about to go, like that first, when he's about to blow, he goes, boo, boo, boo. And I've noticed in other clips as well, like, there's a distinct utterance of silence that comes from somebody right when they're just going
to... I need to befriend some fucking blind people. They're like retarded superheroes. I don't mean like mentally retarded, I just mean, you know, like, you can't see.
You go, Tim. Sideshow member Seth from Glen Falls here. I just listened into your whatever day off episode you're talking about. Words to train your dog to go outside. Well, my dog gets really excited to go outside when I start making fart noises with my mouth. So you should try that, because I don't know. I never, like, trained him to do it. All of a sudden I started doing it, and I think he just kind of, you know, it clicks. Like, he farts and when he shits. So,
all right,
happy birthday. You never played my last message, so
well,
you never got to
thank you very much for the birthday wish. Keep in mind, you can still send birthday presents to our P.O. Box address, which is conveniently listed on our show notes.
Hey, Tim. I remember Spider calling him. One of your callers called in and asked what your listener's favorite brew is when referring to Distorted Brew. I actually don't drink that much, but I drink a lot of weed tea, so I was wondering if that counts. Here you go.
Weed tea? I've never tried weed tea. Is it? I can't imagine it's good. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's in your guide.
Oh my God, look at that fucking door.
Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast, and we will be back tomorrow if you are Sideshow freaks, because tomorrow's program will be an exclusive program. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
see.